What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. So, you anti-MGTOWs out there, surprisingly, there's male ones out there. Mostly female. I want to ask you, anti-MGTOWs out there, I want to ask you a question. I want you to answer me in a very intelligent manner. Because so far, you hate MGTOW, and yes, I've had people comment in my comment section, hate, spreading hate speech towards me and other MGTOWs. You've gone so far as to find my Facebook and to spread death threats. Yeah. You call MGTOWs out there, and this MGTOW, you guys call it a movement, it's a philosophy, but you insult it by calling it a movement. We are not a movement, we are a philosophy, and all it is men going their own way, not cohabitating with a woman, not getting married. Some has gone as far as not even to hook up with a woman anymore. They'll speak to a woman when they have to, like if you're at a grocery store or whatever, and the clerk is a female, that's it. You'll just have your little small talk, and then you'll be on your way. We talk about a MGTOW, no cohabitation. Do not knock up any woman from anywhere. And, don't get married, pretty much. That's what we talk about. And you guys have a, and you anti-MGTOWs out there have a problem with it. That's your problem. It saves lives. MGTOW saves lives. You mark us as a hate group. I don't remember any MGTOWs or Red Pills guy, Red Pill men out there spreading any type of hate speech towards anybody. I hear them spreading a lot of facts. Yeah, not all women are and men are created equal. I hear that a lot, which is facts. Now all these feminist groups, they rallied together, and they wanted equal rights and everything, so we gave it to them. But then they took over the court systems and everything. These are facts. And they wanted equal rights and everything, but if you cheat on me and we're married, you don't give a shit. You're like, whoops, I'll see you in court. And then you take all of my stuff. Hell, it's gotten to a point where we don't even have to get married to you anymore for you to take all of our shit away. We can just cohabitate with you without being married. Even if we had a kid together, yeah, you still get to take my shit away from me. This is what we talk about all the time. And tell me what I'm talking about right now ain't true. I bet you can do it, because these are facts. These are facts. We talk about this all the time. And a lot of you women out there, mostly you women out there, get all butt hurt when we say that men and women are not created equal. We are not. We do not have equal rights. Like I just said, you can get married to us all you want. You can go fool around with whoever the hell you want behind our backs. And when we catch you, do you get punished for it? No. Now, if a man, if it were the other way around, if a man was cheating on you, you caught him, oh, you want everything. You want his house that he had fully paid for before he even met you and all this shit. He had these boats, these cars, and you'd want to take them. These are facts. You punish the man. But you don't get punished when we catch you doing the same thing. These are facts. The reason why you don't like MGTOW is men are waking up. Plain and simple, we are waking up. and your resources are slowly just escaping your grasp. That's what you don't like, because this gynocentric society that we do live in, we do. You cannot say we do not live in this type of society. Yes, all the courts are in favor to a woman, to an extent. These are facts. Now I want you anti-MGTOWs out there to state some facts about us. Because all I hear from you is insult after insult after insult after insult after insult. That's all you got. Where's your logic? Where in the line right there where any MGTOW spreading any type of hate speeches? I tell you who the ones are, but you get butthurt about it. Because you know it's true. You know it's true. You sit around, you watch a MGTOW video, and you be like, this is all you have to say. You write in the comments section, this is all you say all day long. It's the same old song and dance over and over and over again. All you say, you guys are nothing but a bunch of incels. You guys can't get laid even if you try. Who the hell would want to marry you? You're pathetic. A real man gets married. No. A real man goes his own way and makes his own choices. And a lot of men are waking up to this gynocentric society that we live in. Cohabitating with a woman and being married to a woman does not have any benefit for a man. Period. I feel more like a man when I don't have to cohabitate with a woman, when I don't have to open the door for a woman, because a woman ain't a superior to me. So I don't owe you a door open. I don't owe you half of the shit that I fucking worked hard for. Before I even met you, you don't deserve my house, you do not deserve my cars, my boats, you don't deserve anything that I worked hard for, because it wasn't yours. Period. Plain and simple, bottom line, case closed. Yours, my shit does not belong to you. Just because you spreaded your legs a couple of times, you know what I mean? Before we got married, and then when you got that ring on your finger, and then we got married and it stopped. Now you're like, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. But you still want dick, but you want a different other dick. This is how a lot of women think these days. Hypergamous as fuck. So, assholes, I would like to hear some actual logic and facts about MGTOWs, besides a fucking insult, because that's all you've got on the table. Because you guys are not very smart. You're not smart enough, so you get violent, like some organizations out there, because you're not smart enough to do a debate. You're not smart enough to come up with some kind of logic. You can't defeat MGTOW. You can't defeat this. We are men going our own way. We are not hateful people. We are not a hate group. We are not a hate group. Prove it that we are a hate group. We're not. We simply are not. So, assholes, I want you to put a comment in the comment section. And better yet, I would love for you guys to make a video and explain why MGTOW is bad. And why it should not be on YouTube. Why it should be just wiped off the face of the earth. Explain to us and have an intelligent answer why we should be taken down. I bet you can't do it. It's just going to be another insult. Oh, they're gay. Oh, they couldn't get a woman if they tried. They're all ugly. Oh, they're incels. They got little dicks. That's all you've got. That's all I've heard so far. That's all. I don't understand where you get that we're incels. I don't understand that. I just got a blowjob like last weekend. Incel, my motherfucking ass. You guys don't know who the hell you're talking to. Okay? I was very mellow this year. I was really mellow this year, because I had a lot to do. I had a lot to think about. And then my situation with my family, with my mom, and my dad giving up his house, and all this shit. There's other parts of my family, it's, you know, not so good either. So, assholes, like I said again, I bet you can't come up with a logical explanation why MGTOW is bad and why should we take it down. You can't. You simply can't. Because it's the truth, we have facts. And you don't want to hear the truth because you can't handle the truth. That's just the bottom line. I like to see it, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you have a problem with it? I know why. So you can ruin men's lives and cause them to commit suicide. That suicide rate dropped, ladies and gentlemen. You may tell haters of the world out there. Explain to us, and you know, we saved lives. I even had married men make fun of me, and then find me on Facebook. That's all I did was insult me, insult after insult after insult. You're pathetic, dude. This is why you're not married. You're pathetic. Then they got divorced. Then they got raped in court. You know, they got screwed in court, I should say. And they come back to me and they're like, "Yo, man, I'm sorry. I said those things to you, and you know, you were right all along. I looked at your videos, and everything you said, you are right, man. I'm terribly sorry for all the things I said, and now I'm getting a divorce, and I'm losing everything, and I hope you forgive me." There must have been four guys that did that since I started MGTOW videos. There's some that were looking at my videos because they were going through a bad marriage, and they started seeing the signs. And they're like, "God, this guy's right. So is this guy over here." We save lives. We open men's eyes to get away from this madness that you feminists out there created. You destroyed chivalry. Now pay for it. I'd like to hear your comments there, you anti-MGTOWs out there. But until next time, I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.